from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is urging for the immediate termination of congestion pricing after the federal government's temporary 30-day extension of the plan. In a statement, Murphy says every day that congestion pricing continues is another day that hardworking New Jerseyans are unfairly told to line the pockets of the mismanaged MTA. He added that New Jersey appreciates and continues to support the Federal Highway Administration's decision to rescind its approval of the program. One program to help New Jersey residents pay their electric bills offers benefits to low-income households. State Board of Public Utilities President Christine Golsadobi says not enough eligible households are taking advantage.
It only has about 20% of enrollment, so that is really important. And as we move forward, we're going to be making some changes.
On Wednesday, the BPU reviewed a new report with recommendations on how to make electric bills more equitable, including charging different rates depending on household income or the time of day. None of the recommendations have been approved so far. Still, Republican State Senator Anthony Bucco says they fail to tackle the real issue, that energy bills are unaffordable because we don't have enough power supply. After teasing the move for weeks, President Donald Trump on Thursday signed an executive order dismantling the Federal Department of Education. While speaking from the White House at the signing with Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Trump detailed what won't be cut at the federal agency, like grants and funding for special education.
They're going to be preserved in full and redistributed to various other agencies and departments that will take very good care of them. And it's very important to Linda, I know, and it's very important to all of us.
Trump does not have the authority to terminate a federal department like the DOE. Only Congress does. But he hinted that congressional action could be a possibility. The founder of a coffee shop company that has grown across a dozen states and Washington, D.C., is bringing it home, finally, to the county where he grew up. Gregory Zamfotis has opened a coffee shop in Manalapan in Monmouth County. It's the first Gregory's Coffee in Monmouth County. He was born in Brooklyn and grew up in Homedale. Gregory's Coffee also offers baked goods like matcha brownies and vegan burritos. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Should you grab an umbrella? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be nice and sunny, a little bit windy this afternoon. Temperatures are cooler from yesterday in the low to mid 50s. Tonight we're partly cloudy, lows dipping down into the mid to upper 30s, and then we're back to near 60. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudier and even some showers in the area by the afternoon. Partly sunny skies, though, the more north you go. Sunday is cooler once again. We'll have sunshine at first, followed by increasing cloudiness and highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. And then on Monday, we're cloudy with occasional rain and highs in the mid 50s. Temperatures going to hold steady on Tuesday as the cloud cover sticks around, but at least we're dry. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Patterson's 43, Hamilton 45, Cape May Courthouse 46. Weather brought to you by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet, connection backup, and business phone all for just $90 a month. Visit Optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.